好，感谢神哈，那弟兄姐妹主内平安。
Thank God, peace be with you in Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters.
那奉主耶稣圣名哈，来跟大家一起分享神的话语。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are going to share the words of God.
好，那今天我们一起来学习哈这个神的诫命，还有耶稣真道。
So today the topic we are going to share is the commandment of God and the faith in Jesus.
Commandment of God
and the faith in Jesus.
我们看一下启示录。
Let's go to the book of Revelation.
启示录的四章。
The book of Revelation.
不准备在那里。谢
谢。你可以是吗？
启示录的十四章十二节。启示录十四章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 13.
This is,
Thank you, JV.
No, it's not King James Version. This is, Yes, it's King James.
NKJV, New King James Version. And the sister, I'm not sure if this is New King James Version. This is New King James Version. New Revised. Oh, because you have to be tiny.
So we are 13?
Chapter 14, verse 14.Verse 12 and 13.
What's the chapter again? Revelation. Revelation.
Yeah.
Revelation.
Chapter 14. Verse 12 and 13.
Oh, okay.
We can read together. Even if we have different versions, but we still can read together, okay? In the name of Jesus, we read 12.Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, saying the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Amen.
我们知道说其实耶稣告诉我们说，忍耐到底也必然得救。
And Jesus told us, those who keep the patience until the end will be saved.
那个忍耐是指的，所以我们圣徒啊，他在世上过生活，我们需要忍耐。
It's the saint, we need to have the patience when we live in this world.
那这里边告诉我们，我们要在哪些方面有我们的忍耐？第一个就是在神的诫命，第二个在耶稣真道上面。
But we need to know from in which aspect we need to have the patience as the saint. So the verse tells us we need to keep the commandment of God. Meanwhile, we need to keep the faith of Jesus.
那这里很多人认为说，说这个诫命，实际上诫命是神颁布给以色列人的，其实它并不是这样子的。
Many people misunderstand that the Ten Commandments.Are only issued by God to Jewish people, Israel, but actually it is not.
啊，其实神的诫命它是给我们所有人的。
The commandment of God, are issued to everyone.
啊，只不过在旧约时代哈，神是把这个十条诫命写在了两条石板上，交给摩西。啊，但是在新约时代，神是把十条诫命写在我们心板上。
In the time of the old covenant, God wrote the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone and led Moses to issue the Ten Commandments. However, now is the time of New Covenant. God writes the commandments in our heart.
所以今天我们并不是说通过眼睛去看这条诫命，去背这条诫命，而是要从我们心里面来去明白，然后圣灵引导我们去遵守神的诫命。
So today, we shall not read and recite the Ten Commandments and just follow it from the letters. Nowadays, we need to obey the commandment of God from our hearts.
因为神也知道说凭着外在，我们的外在人是不可能去来遵守诫命的，是我们自己有的。
Actually, God knows clearly, we are human beings, we are flesh. We cannot fulfill all the commandments of God by ourselves because we are weak.
因此呢，这个后面又讲到说另外一个就是我们要遵守的耶稣真道。
And the second thing, we need to have the patience. Verse 12 tells us, we need to keep the faith in Jesus.
那这个耶稣真道其实就是耶稣所带来的赦罪的救恩。
So what is the faith in Jesus? Actually, faith in Jesus is the salvation that Jesus brings to us.
他也是神的义。
And the Bible tells us, it is also the righteousness of God.
那我们知道说，所以说神的义它是在律法之外。
And the Bible tells us the righteousness of God is revealed apart from the law of God.
也就是说它跟十条诫命是完全不一样的。
So it means faith in Jesus is different from the commandments of God.
那十条诫命它做什么用呢？其实就是让定罪，让我们知罪。
What is the function of the Ten Commandments of God? Actually, commandment of God.Or we also call it law of God. It's for judging. It's for condemning the sins.
但是呢，这个耶稣真道它作用就是赦罪
But faith in Jesus is forgiving our sins.
我们来看一下圣经约翰福音。
Let's read the book of John. The book of John, John's Gospel.
约翰福音第一章。
The book of John, chapter 1,
17节到18节
verse 17 and 18. Verse 17 and 18.
John, chapter 1.
Verse 17 and 18. Let's read together. In the name of Jesus, we read. For the law was given through Moses.But grace and the truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
所以这就讲得非常明白了。这个是耶稣主耶稣他是带来的恩典好真理。
So it tells us very clearly.Jesus brings us the grace and the truth.
那恩典是什么呢？恩典就是不需要我们付出任何的代价，神白白给我们，这叫做恩典。
What is the grace? Grace means we have it freely without paying anything.
比如说永生，就是一种恩典。
For example, eternal life is the grace of God.
你要用什么去来换取永生呢？
What you can use to exchange the eternal life?
你没有办法用现任的东西来换永生。
You can't exchange the eternal life with anything.
你不能用钱去买永生。
You cannot use money to buy it.
你也不能用你的行为来换取永生。
You cannot use your good deeds to exchange the eternal life.
你也不能说你也没办法说我今天为神做了多少工作然后还。
And we cannot say I did a lot of work for God and then I have the eternal life. No.
我们知道说今天有很多人他为神非常热心。
As we know, there are many people have a great passion to God.
他们最好是这个一直来传福音然后到处甚至去到危险的地方去为神做见证。
There are many people keep preaching the good news and even they went to very dangerous places to become the witness of Jesus.
但是呢
However,
你这个他们的行为他们能够得救并不是因为他们为神做了些好的行为。
However, they can be saved is not because what they did.
他们能够进入到永生能够得救是因为神的给他们恩典。
They can be saved is only because God gave them the grace. God gave everyone the grace.
所以耶稣他讲过一个比喻
Jesus has ever told a parable.
就是葡萄园助工的比喻。
Jesus talked about the people working in the garden, the vineyard.
就是说一个家族他有一片葡萄园所以他想要请别人去他葡萄园去工作。
And there is a man, rich man, has the vineyard, and he invited the different people come to the vineyard to work.
有人早上来的，一大早就过去工作了。
And some people came to the vineyard in the early morning.
那有人中午才来。
However, somebody came only in the noontime.
有下午才，有人在晚上傍晚的时候，工作才结束，他才来。
And other people came in the afternoon, and even some people come after the working time.
但是在结算工钱的时候，但发现说家头给他每个人的工钱其实都是一样，都一千零。
However, in the time that the owner paid to them, they found actually they received the same payment.
那些一大早起来过来说他们这边买，以为说我们工作这么长时间，我们可以获得更多的。
So those people who came to the vineyard in the early morning thought, what? I had the same payment. I came here so early. I did a lot of work more than them.
但是要告诉他们说，其实我跟你讲好就是。这个一天就是一天，这个价钱一千公里。
However, the owner said to the people came in the morning, I already said to you, it is just the amount, and I will pay you.
他并不能说你因为你工作的时长，然后你可以换来个换取成更多恩典。
So it means it's not to say, we spend more time to work for God, right? We did more work than others, and then we have the right to exchange the eternal life.
其实神给我们。神要给我们恩典，一出来拯救我们啊！其实这个就是什么？是神愿意这样去做啊。
So actually, the grace from God is that God is willing to save us, right? It is because God is willing to do so, want to give us the grace.
那什么是真理呢
？And then, what is the truth?
真理就是你要相信这个耶稣所带来的你要相信耶稣基督哈，而且通过他所带来的方法。我们去做遵行，我们才可以得到这个恩典。
What is truth?
就是耶稣基督本身。
So truth, it is Jesus himself.
那我们知道说，耶稣他带来很多赦罪的方式。
As we know, Jesus brought to us many ways to forgive the sins.
其实耶稣说，我说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said, my word is the spirit, my word is the life.
所以真理其实嘛，就是神。口中所出的话语。
So what is the truth? Actually, truth is the word from God. It's the word of God.
那你说我今天我信耶稣，但是我不信从耶稣口中所出的话，这个叫做不信真理。
So if somebody say I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe what he said, this is not the true faith. It's not believing Jesus.
那如果一个人他不按照真理而行其实他也没法。获得真正的恩典。
If somebody is not willing to obey the truth and follow the truth, actually he cannot or she cannot have the grace.
而且我们知道说真理的，它并不是通过一个人的知识和学识，它可以是明白的。
And in addition, we understand the truth not because of we have the knowledge. We cannot just study the truth. You know, truth cannot be understood.Through the study or training.
它也不是通过人的智慧去明白去理
解。It is not understood by us through our wisdom, the wisdom of man.
正讲的真理它是启示而来的。
The Bible tells us the truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，一个人他要明白真理，所以他听到真理，然后呢，他心里要有圣灵启示他，他才明白。
So, first of all, we need to hear the truth.By our ear, hear the truth. And then we need the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth in our heart. And then we can understand it.
就好像我们信心这种呢，信心它并不是通过学习，信心嘛，是通过圣灵神加给你的，你通过听到神把信心加给你一样。
Just for example, just like the faith. Can you have the faith through training? No. Can you have the faith through study? No.You have the faith is because God put the faith in your heart.
但是前提呢，就是你要听见神口中所出来的话语，就听见真理，你才能够有这种信心。
We have the faith, with the prerequisition is that we need to hear the truth first.
我们来看一下罗马书第
十章。Let's read the book of Romans, chapter
第十章
10. The book of Romans, chapter 10.Verse 17. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. Let's read together. In name of Jesus we read. So then faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God.
这假如说，心里首先上面的罗马书之第十章里面讲到说，人只要心里相信，口里承认就可以得救。
So in the book of Romans, it tells us, as long as we believe in Jesus in the heart and confess the name of Jesus in the mouth, we can be saved.
所以很多人他就认为说，今天我只要口里承认耶稣，但是我不管我行为怎么样啊，其实这个在我都可以。就跟我行为做什么都不没关系。
But however, many people only read that one verse and understand it by mistake. They say, as long as I confess Jesus from my mouth and believe in Jesus is Lord in my heart, whatever I do doesn't matter.
就是、I
will be still saved.
就是他们用自己想象出来的方法来信耶稣啊。其实不是，是要耶稣所定下的方法来信耶稣。
So the means, we need to believe in Jesus, according to the way Jesus gave to us, and it's not through our own idea. It's not to say through our own idea we believe in Jesus.
所以这里讲所以第十章后面就讲说，信道从听道来的，听道从基督的话来的。不是刚才读过的。
So that's why you see the Romans chapter 10 verse 17, you read a moment ago, it tells us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of God. So it means faith comes from the word of God, not come from ourselves.
也就是说如果一个人他口里说了信耶稣，但是呢他所做所行并不是按照神的道而行，其实这个不是真正的信心，他也没有办法。
It means if somebody didn't obey the words of God, it means he didn't believe in Jesus. It's not the true faith, because faith comes from the word of God.
耶稣他同样也讲一个比喻，他说也是一个父亲要求两个儿子去工作，去他的葡萄园去工作。
Jesus told us another story, parable. He said, there is a father and has a vineyard too.And the father had two sons, and he asked the two boys go to the vineyard to work.
但他对大儿子说：“你去工作。”大儿子嘴巴上说：“我不去。”但是后面自己后悔却去了。
And the elder son told his father, "I don't want to go." However, finally, this elder son still went to the vineyard to work.
因为他是悔改的。
Because the elder son repented in the heart.
然后后面他小儿子说。对他父亲说，父亲我去，但是他行为上就不去。
And the younger son say to his father, I will go, definitely. However, finally, he didn't go.
所以耶稣就问门徒说，你看这两个儿子谁是真正遵行神话的人。
And then, Jesus asked the question to the disciples, okay, who do you think is the one truly obey the word of God?And all the disciples say, yeah, it is the elder son.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的信心是在他行为上体现出来的。
Because the faith of the elder son is manifested through his work.
雅各书他也告诉我们，他说信心他没有行为他是死的。
And the book of James tells us, the faith without the works is dead.
所以我们今天不要追求什么，就是我们不单就要信神，还追求信神的行为。
So nowadays, today, we not only pursue believing in Jesus, we also need to pursue a believing in the words of Jesus and obey the words of Jesus.
我们要明白主耶稣要让我们做什么。
We need to understand what the Lord Jesus wants us to do.
所以这一部分就叫我们叫做耶稣真道，就是来自耶稣的口中所说的一切的话。
So this part, it is the faith in Jesus. So faith in Jesus means we believe in Jesus and we believe in the words of Jesus. Do it.
那我们讲第一个这个耶稣真道的内容，比如第一个这个脱离世俗的洗礼。
So the faith of Jesus is embodied in several things that Jesus brings to us. The first thing, Jesus demonstrated the living water baptism. Living water baptism is for forgiving the sins.
啊，也就是说，信耶稣，他要接受洗礼。这个洗礼，他不单是一个行为，他也是信耶稣的一个凭据。啊。
So it means if we believe in Jesus, we need to take the baptism. Baptism is not a form, it's not a ceremony. Baptism is the word of God.
啊，它也是神的义。
And baptism is the righteousness of God.
好，我们看一下马太福音。
Let's read the book of Matthew.
第三章。
Chapter 3, the book of Matthew, chapter 3.
第十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 up to 15. The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13 up to 15. Let's read together. In the name of Jesus, we read. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying,I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for that it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him.
耶稣哈，他就说这个洗礼啊是主办的啊。
So Jesus tell us very clearly, when we taking the living water baptism, it is we fulfilling.The righteousness of God.
那这个主办的义哈，跟人怎么自己还是不一样，这个是神的义啊。
So here it mentions all righteousness. It refers to all righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is different from righteousness of man.
啊，人的义是什么呢
？What is the righteousness of man？
啊，生命记说，如果我们按照律法书上所记载去遵行，这是我们的义。
The book of Deuteronomy.Tells us if we
我们按照律法书上去遵行
if we obey, if we do according to the book of law, it is the righteousness of ourselves.
啊，比如说我们
for example,
比如说我们这个敬拜独一圣神，不去拜偶像，就是我们的义。
For example, we worship true God. We don't go to worship the idols, right? So this is the righteousness of man.This is our own righteousness.
啊，比如说我们安息来敬拜神。
For example, in Sabbath day, we come to worship God.
这个是我们人的义。
This is our own righteousness.
我们孝敬父母。
We honor our parents.
我们不贪心。
And we don't have the covetousness in our heart.
这个是我们人的义。
Those are all the righteousness of man.
啊，人的义重要吗？当然也是很重要的。
Is the righteousness of man important or not? Yes. Righteousness.Of man is also very important.
但是我们告诉神的人的义啊，它并不能够使我们得救。
However, the righteousness of man cannot save us.
好，为什么呢？因为
Why?
因为没有一个人在律法上他可以行得完全。
Because there is nobody can fulfill the law of God perfectly.
好，也就是说，一个人他再怎么努力啊，再怎么追求。只要是人，他身上他就有他的缺点，他有他不足的地方。
It means, even if, we pursue, we try our best, right, to fulfill the law of God, we still have the weakness, right? Because we are flesh, we are human being.
哦，可能说我们这个嘴巴上，外表没偷动。偷别人东西，但是我们心里贪心哦。
Maybe we didn't have any action to steal something from others, but sometimes in our heart we have covetousness.
啊，我们嘴巴上没有辱骂别人，但是我们心里会变成别人。
Maybe we never abuse somebody, right? But in our heart, sometimes we have to complain, right? To others.
啊，那所以圣经告诉我们说这个在律没有一个人能够靠着行律法在神面前称义。
Bible tells us nobody will be
justified
in front of God through His work, means through the righteousness of man.
又说人的义啊，就好像污秽的衣服一样。
And Bible also tells us the righteousness of man, is just like the filthy clothes in front of God.
就好像这个亚当夏娃为自己编做这个草裙。
Remember, Adam and Eve, they made the the skirt made of the grass, right? And to cover their shame.
啊，那但是呢，这个草芽是会枯干的。
However, the skirt made of the grass will become withered.
啊，就刚好这个人的意义啊，它会渐渐的枯干掉。
Just like the righteousness of man, our own works will become withered too.
啊，但是呢，神用这个皮衣啊，给亚拿下来做衣服给他们穿，这个皮衣它就不会枯干。
However, as we know in the Bible, God made a clothes from the leather, the animal's leather, right, and cover their shame. So this leather clothes.Will never wither because it's made by God.
啊，那这个皮衣呢是宰杀这个动物啊，就是流血而来的。耶稣在宰杀耶稣基督为我们流血。
So where did the leather clothes come from? It comes from the animal skin, right? Need to kill the animal, need to shed the blood. So this actually pointed to Jesus. Point to Jesus. It means Jesus.Sacrifice his life and shed the blood of us.
啊，那然后比方说神一家在我们身上，耶稣遮盖在我们身上，我们还遮盖我们身上的羞耻。
So it means we need to take Jesus as our shelter, cover us to cover our shame and forgive our iniquities and sins.
啊，所以为什么要受洗？圣经告诉我们说，这就是我们受一个披戴耶稣基督，把又当做衣服穿上。
Why should we take the living water baptism? Bible tells us very clearly.So, through the living water baptism, we put on Jesus. We put on Jesus as a clothes.
好，我们来看。
Let's read this verse.
我们看罗马书。
The book of Romans.
第六章。
Chapter 6. The book of Romans, chapter 6.
那第这读第三节到第六节。
From verse 3 up to 6. The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 3-6. In the name of Jesus, we read 3. Oh, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Oh, sorry. So, 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall work in newness of life. 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这句话说我们受洗是要把我
们。6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him,that the body of sin might be done away, what we should do no longer be slave of sin.
这一讲借受洗和帮我们救人耶稣同定十字架同死同埋葬然后我们的新人耶稣一同复活。
So the verse tells us, through the baptism, the old man of us was crucified with Jesus, and died with Jesus, and buried with Jesus, and then,The new man of us resurrected with Jesus.
那什么是救人呢？救人叫什么？就是罪人的形状。
What is the old man? Actually, old man is the shape of the sinner, of the sinful man, sinners.
啊，也就是说，在之前啊，没有信耶稣之前，我们是一个罪人。
Before we come to believe in Jesus, we are the sinners.
啊，但是这个罪在什么时候得以得到他的赦免？到这个神耶稣的涂抹。
When will the sin to be forgiven? When will the sin to be forgiven?
不是在不是放在你信不是放在你口里承认耶稣的时候，不是放在你悔改的时候，而是放在你接受耶稣接受这个信息的时候。
Our sin will be forgiven. It's not in the time we believe in Jesus. It's not in the time we confess the name of Jesus.But in the time that we take the baptism,
也就是说，一个人在悔改之后、受洗之前，他仍然是有罪的。
It means even if we repent, but without the baptism, we are still sinners.
就像保罗
，just like Apostle Paul.
保罗他之前他是逼迫耶稣基督，但是耶稣在他去大马士革路上半路上拣选他。
Paul was the one who persecuted Jesus before. When he went to the, when he was on the way going to Damascus, Jesus chose him.
啊，那耶稣向他显现。
And then Jesus presented to him.
我问他说，你为什么逼迫我？
Jesus asked Paul, why did you persecute me?
啊，那保罗当时立马就信了，啊，他说是耶稣啊，你是谁？耶稣说，我是不是拉撒勒耶稣？他马上就信了。
And Paul asked the Lord, who are you? And then the Lord answered, I'm the one, Nazareth Jesus, whom you persecute. Immediately, Paul believed in Jesus.
啊，那当时保罗就悔改了。
At that time, immediately, Paul repented.
所以他问主耶稣说，我刚做什么？
And then Paul asked the Lord, what should I do?
啊，耶稣刚刚说，你就去大马士革见见找亚拿尼亚，他把你当做事情告诉你。
And then Jesus told Paul, go into Damascus, find a person whose name is Ananias. He will tell you what you should do.
啊，保罗劝亚拿尼亚说嘛，他那边待三天的时间，啊，待满三天时间。
跟亚拿尼亚在一起，
对，他见到亚拿尼亚，后面他花费三天时间，
就花费了三天才见到亚拿尼亚。So Paul went to Damascus, but after 3 days later, he found Ananias.
啊，那亚拿尼亚见到保罗后，他就对他说：“现在你为什么单言啊？你要起来求告主耶稣灵受洗，洗去你的罪。
”And when Paul met Ananias.So the first word Ananias told Paul is, why are you delayed? Arise up, take the baptism to forgive your sins.
我们看一下。
Let's read this verse.
使徒行传二十二章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 22. The book of Acts, chapter 22.
十三节到十六节。
From verse 13 up to 16.The book of Acts, chapter
22,
from verse 13 up to 16. We can read together. In the name of Jesus, we read. Came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour, I looked up at him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will.And see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
所以从这里我们可以知道说，保罗在相信耶稣、悔改信耶稣之后，受洗之前他是有罪的。
So, from this one we know.After Paul repented, and however, before he took the baptism, actually at that time, Paul still had the sins, right? Otherwise, Ananias will not say, arise to take the baptism to wash away your sins.
啊，所以每个人都是一样。啊、
Everyone is the same.
啊，每个，比如今天我们去传福音，啊，大马路上传福音，说一个人接受信耶稣，然后悔改了，但是呢，他即便好远，他也是仍然有罪在他身上。
So just like today, nowadays, we went to different places to preach, right? And on the street or somewhere, and people come to say, I'm willing to repent, I'm willing to believe in Jesus. However, he or she still has the sin.
啊，那你要，所以你不单要给他讲悔改，你要怎么讲受洗
？So that's why we should not only preach repent, we also need to preach baptism.Forgiving the sins.
好，耶稣说信而受洗必然得救，不信必然定罪。
Jesus tells us, believe and be baptized, you will be saved. If you don't believe, your sin has been condemned.
如果你去看耶稣的门徒和他去传福音的时候，几乎每个信人当天就受洗的。
If we look at the Bible, we will find almost all the disciples of Jesus, went to preach, and then if there are some people come to believe.They baptize the believers immediately in the same day.
比如说
For example,
啊，彼得和、啊、
Peter
在五旬节讲到，别人信了，他当天就受洗三千人。
Peter received the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost, and Peter stood up to preach to thousands of people immediately, and those people believed. And in the same day, Peter baptized them.
啊，那这个腓力去到撒玛利亚去传讲耶稣，就边信，腓力马上就给他们施洗。
Philip went to Samaria to preach the gospel. And the people living in that city believed, and they were baptized by Philip immediately.
好，那保罗哦，他去到河边讲道哈，然后麦子色布的这个妇人女底亚信了，他全家人当天就受洗了。
Apostle Paul went to preach in the riverside, and there is a lady whose name is Lydia, selling the purple clothes, believed, and Paul baptized her immediately.
啊，包括全家。
And all.Lydia's family.
啊，然后保罗在监狱里面，啊，然后这个当时这个监狱大震动，啊，
嗯，
然后门一元都开了。
So the time when Paul was arrested and was in the jail.
当时时候。
And Paul still sing the hymn to praise the Lord, and suddenly everything shaked, right?And the door was opened.
那狱卒本来以为他们要逃跑，后来他没有逃跑，而保罗还传讲耶稣基督。
And the jail officer thought, okay, my God, they must run away. However, they didn't. So Paul started to preach the gospel to this jail officer.
那他们狱卒信了嘛？他是大门抽屉的。
And the jail officer believed, and also his family believed. And then Paul.And Sila brought them, all of them, to take the baptism in the night of that day.
啊，所以我们看，就所有洗礼圣经里面，除了保罗，他是在信之后第三天洗礼，其他所有人都是当天受洗。
All the baptism mentioned in the Bible are taken in the same day when they believe, except Paul, because Paul took the baptism 3 days after he believed in Jesus.
啊，为什么要
Why?
为什么要这样做了？因为我们叫做受洗的是什么？就是耶稣真道哈，就是耶稣所带来给我们救我们的方式。
So why we should take the baptism? Because baptism is the way Jesus bring to us for forgiving the sins. So when we taking the baptism, we believe in it. It means we have the faith in Jesus.
好，我们来看加太书。
Let's read the book of Galatians.
第三章。
The book of Galatians, chapter 3.Verse 26 up to 28. The book of Galatians, chapter 3. Verse
26 up to
28. Let's read in name of Jesus. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
对啊，这里受洗一个我们，那我们把耶稣当衣服披在他身上，另外一个我们，那我们在耶稣里面合而为一。
So through the baptism, it tells us we are baptized in Jesus, means we put on Jesus, like a coat.And the second thing it tells us, we are baptized in Jesus as one.
我们不管以前你是什么身份，来自哪个国家。
It doesn't matter which kind of the identity we have, which country, which nation we come from.
或富有，或贫穷，或这个有知识或没有知识。
Or you are rich or you are poor, you are knowledgeable or you are foolish, and you are.Whatever, doesn't matter, as long as we believe in Jesus.
只要你接这个洗礼，耶稣名中合而为一。
And as long as we believe in Jesus, and through this baptism, it tells us we are in one.
那这个洗礼是什么样的洗礼呢？
What kind of the baptism should be according to the Bible?
听到吗？就一洗。
The Bible tells us only one baptism.
并不是今天我们并不是很多种洗礼
One baptism doesn't mean take one hand baptism. One baptism means there is only one kind of the water baptism. It's not to say we have different kind of the water baptism. No, only one.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's read the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians 4?
Yeah, Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4, 5, 6.Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 up to 6. In the name of Jesus we read, There is one body,
and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
我们都说这样很多的灵，但是圣灵只有一位。
As we know, there are many spirits, right? However, there is only one Holy Spirit.
好，那我们今天基督徒所受圣灵，跟其他什么佛教啊，包括什么这个其他宗教、印度教所受圣灵，还是完全不一样的。
So we believe in Jesus. We receive the Holy Spirit from true God. So this Holy Spirit is different from other spirits. For example, there are Buddhists.They are Hindi, the religions, right? They have their spirits too. However, we have different spirits from them.
那我们同样的一样，有今天有很多像很多的主啊，不同的宗教，他称他们的神为主。
There are many laws. Why? Because different religions call their laws as laws.
但是真正的主只有一位。
However, Bible tells us there is one law.
耶稣基督。
That is Jesus.
而且呢有很多的神人用自己手造出很多的神。
And there are many gods. Why? Because people, men, use their hand to make the gods through their hands.
但是这个叫假神，并不是真神，真神只有一位。
However, those are idols. It's not true God. There is only one true God.
那就说信心，怎么叫一信。
And why? Verse 5 tells us one faith. What's the meaning of one faith?
也就是今天有很多人他说我信神，但是什么？他们用很多人的话语来更改神的话
So many people say I have faith. However, they change the words of God. They still say I have faith.
那保罗就说了，他说其实这个那个并不是福音
Paul tell us that's not the true gospel.
而是有人把神的福音，把基督的福音，有人教我们把基督的福音更改。
That is because somebody come to disturb us and change the gospel.
所以保罗如果有人所传的跟我们所传的不一样跟保罗彼得说他一样，他应当必受咒诅。
And Paul said, if somebody come to preach to you another gospel different from the one I preach to you, he will be cursed.
所以你看今天不同的很多宗教那你说这包括很多的 denomination 对吧，他们有不同的信心他们有不同的信仰，但是这些信仰都跟保罗一样嘛，这比圣经当然有些地方不一样。
So there are so many denominations in this world, right? Every denomination say I have the faith in Jesus. But if all this faith, all the faith the same, so we need to compare our faith with Paul's faith. If our faith is the same as Paul's,
那我们就接受，如果不一样，我们就抛弃。
If it's the same as Paul preached to us, we need to receive it, believe in it. If it's different, we need to get rid of them.
这包括呢，保罗去这个比较传福音，还有这些人是比替代人更好，为什么？因为他们毕竟才有圣经，要知道我们所传的是一部是。
Apostle Paul went to many places to preach the gospel, and he said the people living in Perea is better than those people in Thessalonians. Why? Because the Perea people research the verses every day. They check if the words of God they understand is correct or not.
感谢神，今天我们能够读得懂圣经，我们有圣经读，这个实际上是神的恩典。
So we thank God. So nowadays we have the book of Bible, right? We can understand the letters printed in the Bible.It's because God revealed the meaning of the words of Him into our heart.
那我们今天就可以知道说，可以明白去查考真正的信心是什么。
So we need to use Bible as a standard to check if our faith is true or not.
同样的，你说一洗这个这个洗礼就是什么？就保罗他们所传的洗礼，耶稣所示范的洗礼。
So verse 5 tells us one baptism.How we can know what is this one baptism? We need to check how Paul conducted the baptism and how Jesus demonstrated us the baptism. We need to compare with ours with them.
比如说在圣经当中
For example,
所有的洗礼它都是在活水里面。
For example, all the baptism mentioned in the Bible in the living waters.
哦，没有点水洗，没有池子洗。
Living water is the natural running water from the fountain and keep flowing, keep flowing. So there is no any baptism in the Bible to say. How to say this one? One drop of water on the head or cup of water on the head. There is no any baptism conducted in the pool, swimming pool. You cannot find it in the Bible.
或者是打水。
Or maybe a sprinkle.The water on the body, so there is no.
但是一滴水或洒水，这个其他都不叫做洗礼。
So, one drop of water on the forehead, a cup of water on the head, or sprinkling, those are not baptism.
啊，只有人把它称为洗，但是从神看来啊，并不是洗礼。
Men call those kind of the way as baptism. However, in God, in the sight of God, it's not the baptism.
啊，因为在神前面的话，这个洗礼真正洗就一个。
Because there is only one baptism.
那为什么是一定要我们在活水当中受洗呢
？Why we should be baptized in the living water, running water?
啊，因为其实这个神的旨意和心，最让我们神要把我们罪拖在深海当中。
Because the will of God is to throw our sins into the depths of the sea.
啊，我们来。
Let's read the book of Micah in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament.The book of Micah,
第七章
chapter 7,
第十七节到十九，十八节到十九节
verse 18 and 19. The book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. We read in name of Jesus, Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage?He does not return his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us, and will subdue our iniquity. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
是旧约的时候啊，就甚至预言了说神要把我们罪投入到深海里边。
So in the time of the old covenant, God already prophesied that He will cast our sins into the depths of the sea.
所以你看，所有活水啊，它最终都流向大海里面去的。
As we know, all the running water, living water, goes to the sea finally.
不管是山上的溪，还是河流，还是湖泊，就汇集，就流向大海。
No matter this is the river, lake, or waterfall, or maybe the fountain, the well, as long as it's the living water, finally it merge, and finally go to the sea.
啊。所以当罪投在深海之后了，以后这个罪就没有了。
After our sins have been casted into the sea, in the future, in the new heavens and the new earth, there is no sea anymore.
好。
Revelation.
你看一下启示录。
Let's go to the book of Revelation.
那你是在哪里有？你看一下，还有不大有。
So Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.In the name of Jesus, we read. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea.
为什么新天新地没有海呢
？Why there is no more sea in the new heaven and the new earth?
啊，因为这个海啊，它承担这个背承担这个我们的罪啊，它以后就被人除去的。
Because the sea bears all our sins and.Have been removed by God. And there is no more.
因为这个泉源哈，所有这个活水的泉源哈，其实什么是耶稣基督哈。
And the Bible tells us the fountain of all the living waters is Jesus Himself.
啊，这个我们来看撒加利亚书。
Let's read the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书。
The Old Testament, the book of Zechariah.
第十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 1. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, we read, In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness.
是，不要说这个主耶稣哈，他在我们现在他回到他信，他们看不见，但是什么？他是借这个洗礼啊，这个水来到我们中间啊。
So Jesus already went back to the heaven. We cannot see him, right? However, through the baptism is in the water and also in the blood of Jesus. We can see him.
就是耶稣借的活水，就是这个水，他。是他血迹的活水来到我们身上。
So it means Jesus came to us, put on us through the living water, and in the living water it is not only water, but also the blood of Jesus.
我们看约翰一书。
We can read the verse, First John, First John.
第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. First John chapter 5.Verse 6, 7, and 8. In the name of Jesus, we read. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven.The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one.
很多人 对这个经文不理解，他说耶稣怎么借着水和血来到我们中间
啊。Many people ask the question, why did Jesus come to us through the water and the blood?
水里怎么会有耶稣基督呢？
Why in the water? Jesus, why is in the water?
基本是指洗礼而言的。
Jesus is in the water, refers to the water baptism.
也就是在你受洗的时候，这个耶稣是这个水遮盖在你身上，就是耶稣借着水来到你身上。
So in the water baptism, Jesus came to you, cover you through the water.
而且这里讲说，你看受洗，你看到不单单是水而已。它是有水有血还有圣灵三样。
So it's not only water, although you can only see water, but it's not only water. It also has the blood of Jesus and the Spirit.
因为这个如果没有圣灵的在中间做见证，水它还是水，你跟平时的这个去海里面去游泳还是一样的。
So it is the Spirit of God to change the water into the blood of Jesus spiritually.If there is no spirit, if there is no blood, if it's only the water, you go to the river, you go to the water, it's just like you go to have a shower, or you just go to have a swimming, right? But actually, baptism is in the water, blood of Jesus and the spirit.
因此这个圣经讲洗礼功用，它不是在除掉我们肉体上污秽，而是什么？在前面请求污秽良心。
That's why the Bible tells us very clearly,Through the baptism, it's not for cleaning our filthy on the body.
Battery low. Please charging.
It is for remove the things from our heart and give us a good conscience. Give us a good conscience. Bless you.
Bless you. 他是第一个哈。
Mr. President, husband, sorry. Here's where the men. Just family's epic trip.
So the first thing we talk about baptism is it should be in the living water. And the second one is,
那我们讲说受洗啊，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
We need to take the baptism in the name of Jesus.
那我们要明白耶稣这个名字就是父子圣灵的名。
So first of all, we need to know Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. And Jesus is the name of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit refers to one true God. Jesus is the name of this one true God.
好，我们看马太福音。
We can read Matthew.
马太福音，第二十八章。
Matthew chapter 22.
28.
Sorry, Matthew chapter 28.
28:19.
Verse 18 and 19. Can I please invite Sister Chrissy to read it?
It's a different version.
No worries.
18 and 19.
Yes.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
他这里面耶稣所讲父子圣灵啊，很多人认为他是三个名字，其实不是，他只是这样一个名字，耶稣基督。
So many people misunderstood that Father, Son, Holy Spirit are three different names, but actually Father, Son, Holy Spirit are different identities of God, and the only name is Jesus.
所以我们为什么这样说呢？因为我们告诉神他有不同的身份他也可以给自己不同的名字。
So God can have different identity because God is spirit, and God can also give himself a different name.
比如说他我们可以称他为天上的父。
We can call our true God Heavenly Father.
永在的神。
Eternal God.Everlasting God.
奇妙测试。
We can call God a wonderful counselor.
还有圣经的麦基洗德他也是神的一个以祭司之上的一个名字。
And we also can call God麦基洗德。No. Michael, can you help me? There is the name of the high priest. Mighty God?No, Melchizedek. Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Okay.
所以人他可以不同的称呼。
God can use different names.
但是呢神只用一个名字来拯救我们就是耶稣。
But only one name God used to save us from the sin. That is Jesus.
就是说当一个人他要得救他借着耶稣这个名字而不借着其他名字。
So it means if we want to be saved, we need to be saved through the name of Jesus, not through other names.
那这朋友们看到说耶稣本徒给别人施洗的时候他们口里所讲就是说奉父子圣灵给你施洗奉耶稣名给你施洗。
If we look at the disciples of Jesus, to baptize the believers, they didn't say in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.They said in the name of Jesus.
为什么？因为这个耶稣这个名字就是父的名，就指的一个圣的名。
Because the name of Jesus is the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
父把这个名赐给的子。
Father gave his name to the Son.
只用这个名耶稣来拯救我们。
And the Son used the name Jesus to save the people from the sin.
好，我们看一下使徒行传。
We can read the book of Acts.
看一下使徒行传第四章
Chapter 4
第十节都到十二节
From verse 10 up to 12 From verse 10 up to 12
Chapter 4
Oh sorry The book of Acts chapter 4 From verse
10
up to 12 Michael can you please read it
Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, does this man stand here before you all. And this is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which he become at the end of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
所以这个耶稣这个名还是带有权柄的、啊、
So the name of Jesus has the power.
我们看奉耶稣名我们可以赶鬼和医病、啊
Yeah, so why? Because when we say in the name of Jesus to cut out devils, the devils will be cut it out.、
啊啊、
And、when we say in the name of Jesus to heal you, the sick person will get healed.、
啊、同样的受当一个人接受洗礼的时候他一定要把耶稣名字给提出来。
It's the same. When we are going to take the baptism, we must call out the name in the name of Jesus to take the baptism.、
啊但是如果你说我奉父子圣灵的名义实际上没有把耶稣这个名字给踢出来其实这个洗礼它是没有权柄的。
So if we only say in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit to baptize you, but without calling out the name of Jesus, actually this baptism has no spiritual function to forgive the sins.
啊这个是第二个就是要把耶稣名字给踢出
来。So this is the second point for this one baptism.Calling out the name of Jesus.、
啊、第三个、啊、
The third point is,
我们要低下我们的头
we need to bow head, bow head to take the baptism.
我们再读一下
Not lay down, bow head.
再读一下罗马书
Let's go back to the Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6.
第五节
Verse 5. Romans chapter 6, verse 5.、Lisa, can you please read it?
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
好，我们要在人形状上与耶稣死上联合啊。
We shall be united together in the likeness of Jesus' death.
好，那耶稣死的形状是什么？就是低头。
What is the likeness of Jesus' death? Jesus died on the cross by bowing his head.
我们看。9章
Let's go to the book of John chapter 19, verse 30. I will read it. In name of Jesus, I read. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
所以，低头哈是耶稣他在死之前他自己主动做了一个动作。
Bowing head is the last action Jesus did according to his purpose. He purposely to do it, bowing his head.
啊，那为什么他低头？因为这是一个罪人的形状。
The reason that Jesus bowed his head is because this is the likeness of a sinner.
啊，罪人他不是仰头的。
Because the likeness of sinner is not theFace up. The likeness of a sinner is repent, is bow head.
啊，所以当我们还是受洗之前，
Before we take the baptism, we are still the sinners, right? So we need to bow head to repent our sin.
耶稣他没罪，但是他承担我们的罪，所以他成了一个罪身的形状。
So Bible tells us Jesus became the like became the shape of a sinner.And head on the cross, he doesn't have anything, but he bears all the things of us.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter
8,
verse 3. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Michael, can you please read for us?
Romans chapter 3.
Yes, Romans chapter 8, verse 3.
Romans 8?
Yes, chapter 3.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh God sent in his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen. 好，那就讲到说，神差自己儿子以后成了罪身的形状，就是赎罪祭，然后在我们钉在十字架上。
So it says God sent His own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh
to become the sin offering.
然后是耶稣在十字架上形状就是罪身的形状。
So the likeness of Jesus on the cross is the likeness of the sinful flesh.
所以今天我们洗礼的时候，我们要耶稣这个死人那个耶稣死像联合。
Remember Romans chapter 6 verse 5 tells us, through the baptism, we should be united into the likeness of the death of Jesus. So it means we also need to bow our head to be united into the death of Jesus in the likeness.
然后我们在复活身上，就是他们垂死丧来的时候，就与耶稣联合。
And verse 5 in Romans chapter 6 also tells us, after we united into the death of Jesus, when we come out from the water baptism, we are united in the same likeness of the resurrection. And means we are not the sinner
anymore.
Our identity has changed. So this is the third point.
就是我们地下门口。
The fourth point is our whole body need to fully immerse under the water, full immersion.
因为洗礼这个单词它的原来意思就是浸礼，就是全身入水的意思。
The original meaning of this word baptism is full immersion.
所以我们整个人，不管是我们头、我们脚、我们手，全部要浸到水中。
No matter our hair, our finger, our toes, everything should be under the water.
就表示耶稣一同埋葬。
The meaning is we are buried with Jesus.
那最后一点就是要圣灵做见证，就是施洗这个人要受圣灵。
And the fifth point, which is the last point for one baptism, is the one who conducted the baptism for the believers, himself should already receive the Holy Spirit, because Bible tells us the Holy Spirit bear the same witness.
当耶稣升天之后，他跟门徒说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候我所应许的，就是圣灵降临。”Before
Jesus ascended to the heaven, he commanded the disciples to say, "Don't leave Jerusalem, stay here until the Holy Spirit come upon you."
因为只有你受了圣灵才有能力，这个能力就包括赦罪的能力。
Because only the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they received the power to forgive the sins for others.
所以在门徒受圣灵之前，他是没有给别人洗礼的。
If we look at the Bible, after Jesus descended, ascended to the heaven, before they received the Holy Spirit, there is no disciples go to preach and baptize the believers. They just stay in Jerusalem waiting for Holy Spirit.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为如果没有圣灵的同在，其实这个洗他不能够赦罪。
Because if there is no Holy Spirit dwelling among them to become the witness, when they baptize the believers, there is no any spiritual function, result to forgive the sins for man.
当耶稣在世上门徒跟他在一起的时候，耶稣他的子他身上有赦罪权柄，所以当耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，门徒别提他是有赦罪功效，但是耶稣不在，那你祭就没有赦罪功效。
Some people will say when Jesus was on the earth, he was together with the disciples, and the disciples conducted the baptism for others, right? It is because Jesus himself is God.
Spirit.
Jesus himself is spirit. When he was together with disciples, that means the Holy Spirit is together with the disciples. Disciples have the power to forgive the sins for others through the baptism. However, after Jesus ascended to the heaven, Jesus was not with them anymore. So that's why Jesus said, wait until you receive the Holy Spirit.
但是耶稣说，我要离开你们，但是我很快还会再到你们这一代，然后再住在你们里面。
Jesus said to disciples, I'm going to depart from you, but I will come back to you soon, and I will be in you.
其实他们只是以圣灵形式来到人的心里面。
So actually, it means Jesus come to us in the form of spirit nowadays, and dwelling inside of us.
看一下约翰福音。
Let's read the book of Matthew. Sorry, Johan. Book of John.
20章.
Book of John, chapter 20.
21节到23节.
Verse 21 up to 23. I will invite Sister Christine to read it. John chapter 20, verse 21 up to 23.
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
So from this verse, it tells us the Holy Spirit must be together with forgiving the sins.
并且呢，我们怎么叫做这个人他是受神的差遣，其实也是要看他有没有受圣灵。
How we can know this person is sent by the Holy Spirit? Sorry, how we can know this person is sent by God? We need to look at if he has received the Holy Spirit.
如果他没有圣灵，其实到了这边他并不是神所差遣的。
If people, this man or this woman doesn't have the Holy Spirit, it means he or she has not sent by God yet. Not yet.
好，我们这样怎么判断说这个有没有圣灵呢？
How can we know he or she has Holy Spirit or not? How can we know?
其实在圣经里面，他圣说圣灵，他都有一个外在表现，就是他时会跳动说方言。
If we look at the Acts chapter 2, in the day of the Pentecost, the Bible already tells us in the day of the Pentecost, when disciples receive the Holy Spirit, Bible says they start to speak in tongues.
我们看一下，使徒第二章。
Please read the book of Acts chapter 2.
第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 up to 4, Michael, please read for us.
Acts chapter 2?
Yes, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 up to 4.
Acts chapter 2. 1 to 4?
Yes.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Four? Good four?
Yes, and two four.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
你讲说五旬节降临的时候，众门徒和他头上有个异象。
So, verse 3 says, there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. This is a special vision. The disciples saw a special vision, and in this vision, they saw a divided tongue as of a fire and set upon each of them.
他们的火焰它是跳动的啊。
If we observe the fire, we know the fire always vibrates up and down, right? Fire vibrates up and down.
那这个意象叫什么？就每个人头上有个舌头，这个舌头断跳断跳断跳。
So in the special vision, they saw the big tongue like a fire set upon the head of everyone, vibrate.
Yeah, 其实就告诉我们这个是方言啊，这个方言就是什么？舌头跳动像火焰一样。
So actually, it tells us speaking in tongue actually is our tongue vibrate up and down, just a vibration.
那其实这个方言是没有人听得懂的。
Actually, Bible tells us nobody understands speaking tongue.
为什么？因为这个方言是你对神之间的语言啊，它不是人的语言。
Because speaking,
对神说的。
Because this tongue, speaking in tongue is the language you together with God, between you and God. Nobody understands what you talk to God. Even yourself, you don't understand.
那为什么后面讲说有些人能够听得懂呢？是因为神开启他们耳朵哈，他能够方方一他明白他的才能够听得懂。
So why in the same chapter 2 of Acts it says many other people from different countries, they can hear disciples speaking tongue just like their hometown. For example, when he's speaking tongue, you hear, actually he speaks in Korean. Mm-hmm. I heard he's speaking Chinese, and maybe you hear he's speaking English. Why? It's because God opened our eyes. The Bible says there is a spiritual gift, is what? Interpretation. God opened our ears, not us, sorry. God opened our ears, give us the gift of interpretation, and then we can interpret what he's speaking. We can read the First Corinthians chapter 14.
第二节.
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2.
二节到四节吧.
Verse 2 up to 4.
What chapter?
Chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, 3, 4. I will read it. In the name of Jesus, I read. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysterious. 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to man. 4. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
这样说，说方言虽然你听不懂，但是呢，它是可以造就一个人的灵命。
So, the three verses tell us, when we speak in tongues, we don't understand it, because it doesn't speak to man, but to God. However, verse 4 tells us, it edifies ourselves. Edify our spirit.
因为当你在说方言的时候，其实 不是你自己来祷告，而是圣灵用说出来叹气替你祷告。
The Bible tells us, when we pray by speaking tongues, it is not ourselves to pray. It is the Holy Spirit to pray for us according to the will of God.
我们当然可以用自己的语言来祷告，叫悟性祷告，但是我们也可以用方言祷告，叫灵祷告。
We can pray in our own language, for example, Chinese, Korean, and English, maybe Jamaican language, right? This is pray by understanding, because we understand it. But when we pray by speaking in tongues, we don't understand it. This is the Holy Spirit to pray for us.
圣经说我们两个都需要。
But the Bible tells us we need both. We need to pray by understanding. We also need to pray by speaking in tongues.
有些人说，那是不是每个人都会说方言呢？
And somebody had the question, if everyone can speak in tongues, everyone can?
其实只要你受了圣灵，你就可以说方言。
The answer is, as long as you receive the Holy Spirit, yes, you can speak in tongues.
因为说方言，它作为这个恩赐来讲，它对自己它得救恩赐。Because
to everyone individually, speaking in tongues is the gift of salvation. Because speaking in tongues is the evidence to prove we receive the Holy Spirit. So it's the gift of salvation.
但是在教会当中，你不需要对别人讲，别人听不懂。
However, in the church, when we face to congregation, we don't need to speak in tongues because nobody understands it.
因为对教会而言，它最小的恩赐，属灵恩赐。
So that's why Bible tells us, in the church, when you face to congregation, speaking in tongues is the least of the spiritual gift. If nobody understands, if nobody translates, you just shut up, don't speak.
所以这两个是不一样的。
So, speaking in tongues is the spiritual gift in the church, but speaking in tongues is the gift of salvation to individuals.
好，我们可以再看《罗马书》十章七八三。
So, lastly, let's read the book of Acts.
我们看第十章。
Chapter 10.
第44节。
Verse 44. Verse 44 to 48. So, 44 to 48. Christina, can you read to us?
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
Amen.
这里有彼得，他和一些犹太人去到外邦人哥尼流里面讲道，然后圣灵降在他们外邦身上。
It tells us Peter is the disciple of Jesus, went to the family of Cornelius to preach the gospel to them. When Peter still preached to the family, they received the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says they speak with tongues.
你看彼得他又跟他一同去犹太人，怎么知道外邦人受圣灵呢？
And the Bible says those people who went to Cornelius together with Peter, actually they are Jewish people, right? And they know the family of Cornelius received the Holy Spirit because they say the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out to the Gentiles. Why did they know? Because they say.Because they heard they speak with tongues.
所以彼得他用说方言来判断他们是不是受圣灵。
So Apostle Peter used the speaking in tongues as the criteria to know they received the Holy Spirit.
保罗也是一样的。
It's the same to Apostle Paul.
这么最后一个经文。
So we read the last verse in today's worship.
我们看使徒行传十九章。
Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 19.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 up to 7. Verse 1 up to 7. The preacher Michael, can you read for us?
Acts 19?
Acts 19, yes.
And verse?
Verse 1 up to 7.
Let's read. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper course, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John baptism. Then said Peter and John, verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe in him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.Verse 6, and then Paul, as laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost came on them, and they speak with tongues and prophesied.
Seven.
And all the men were about 12.
Amen.
以弗所人他们原来听的是亚波罗给他们传的福音，但他们没有受圣灵。
Until the verse tells us, the disciples in Ephesus heard the preaching from Apollos before, but there's nobody received the Holy Spirit.
亚波罗，因为亚波罗他们宣传悔改的事宜。
Because chapter 18 in Acts tells us.Apollos only preached the baptism of the repentance. Apollos didn't preach the baptism of forgiving the sins.
所以他们从来没有奉耶稣名受洗，他们只是说悔改随礼受洗。
So those disciples in Ephesus didn't speak the baptism in the name of Jesus.
那当保罗到的时候，就问他们有没有受洗，他们说没有，我们从来没有听说过，我就可以知道自己有没有受洗的。
And then God sent Paul.Going to Ephesus. And when Paul met the disciples, Paul asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And they said, no, we didn't. We never heard Holy Spirit descended among us. And then Paul asked the second question. what kind of the baptism you took?
为什么保罗这样问呢？
Why Paul asked the question regarding the baptism?
因为彼得他说，只要你悔改，相信悔改，接受奉圣所以就必领受所应许的圣圣是应许，这样就圣灵，他就一定会得到。
You know, Apostle Peter has ever preached to thousands of people to say, as long as you repent, believe, and take the baptism, you must receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.That's why Apostle Paul feels surprised. Why they didn't receive the Holy Spirit?
因为这圣灵是应许啊。
Because receive the Holy Spirit is a promise from God. It's a promise. It means it must happen.
好，但你所以你没有接受圣灵，有可能是你理解到听错了，或没有做对。
So Apostle Paul knows they haven't received the Holy Spirit. The reason is could be they didn't hear the correct preaching.About the baptism for forgiving the sins.
啊，所以他们果然，他们说我们说是悔改的洗礼。
So, it's true. The disciples say to Paul, "We only hear the preaching about the repentance, the baptism of repentance."
所以保罗就马上跟他讲正确洗礼，他说是奉耶稣的名受洗。
And then Apostle Paul preached to them what is the correct baptism for forgiving the sins.And they believed, and the Bible says they re-baptized by Apostle Paul in the name of Jesus.
那受洗完之后啊，保罗一起求圣灵。
After the baptism, Paul prayed together with the disciples.
按手之后，圣灵就降下来。
And the Bible says when Paul laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
那可以数出来都哪些？
And you can know who received the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Bible says it's about 12 people. You can count.How many people receive the Holy Spirit?
也就是你有外在表现可以知道这个有没有受圣灵。
It means you can know who received the Holy Spirit from their appearance because when they speak in tongues, you can see their tongue vibrate up and down, and you can hear.
是你说受神是可以看见、可以听见。
And the Bible also tells us receiving the Holy Spirit can be seen and can be heard.
就是讲他们说方言、说预言的时候跳动。
Speaking in tongues can be seen and can be heard. This is the evidence.
感谢神，所以今天我们用洗礼来讲说这个是faith in Jesus，这是对神信中的一个的耶稣所讲话，包括这个洗礼。
So today we share with you what is the one baptism in the Bible, and this is one way to have the righteousness of God.And this is also the way when we believe and when we do it accordingly, it means we keep the faith in Jesus.
那耶稣所告诉我们要有遵行的其实有很多我们可以不断的去来查考，都是跟得救相关的。
And actually, not only this one, there are several other things Jesus bring to us and want us to obey and follow. And through this way, we will have the righteousness of God too.So having the righteousness of God regards our salvation.
那因为时间关系，我们今天就先到这里了。之后我们可以不断的继续来交流跟学习。
So yeah, because the time is limited, so today we just share with you on this point, and in the next future sessions we will study what's the other way to fulfill the righteousness of God one by one. Okay.
谢谢，愿主耶稣祝福。
We thank God, and may God bless everyone, brother, sister. Yeah, Amen. Amen.